some things maybe you already have thought about. Psalm 107, I'll start by reading verse 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. He had just got done saying in verse 21, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Amen. And his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Now listen, there's a difference in praising the Lord for his goodness and sacrificing the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And declare his works with rejoicing. Throughout this psalm and other psalms, you'll find it. That is one statement that the psalmist and others have made. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Amen. For his wonderful works. Amen. Unto the children of men. In other words, trying to get men to see that they would, that they would do that, that they would give God some praise, amen, and praise for his goodness. You think about his goodness. Yes. The Bible says the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Leadeth thee to repentance. And it has brought us to salvation. In the beginning of this psalm, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. There it is again.
Yes.
He's good. There's one reason you can give thanks. If you can't, let's think another, just say, I thank God he's good.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. He's good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And his mercy. You know, his goodness and mercy go hand in hand. David in Psalm 23 said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. They're like the left hand and the right hand. They go together. If you get God's goodness, you get God's mercy. Amen. God's mercy is the goodness of God. Amen. And he said, for his mercy endureth forever. It endureth forever. When you think about God's, people say, now, you know, your mercy runs out. God's mercy doesn't run out. God's mercy never runs out. His mercy endureth forever. And then he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now listen, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, that men in general would praise the Lord. They're breathing God's air. God's good to them. But now he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I mean, if anybody ought to say so, it ought to be the saved. If you say you're saved, listen, you ought to be able to thank God for some things. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. God wants you to understand why you're called redeemed and what he has redeemed you from. He has bought us, paid for us, but not only bought and paid for us, he has bought us out of the hand of the enemy. away from the hand of the enemy. And so, many things. He goes on down through here. He talks about, a lot of this he's talking about the children of Israel and their wanderings and their bondage. They had, in verse 4, found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And guess what happened? He delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way. I'm glad we've got a God that can lead us in the right way. Man, a lot of times fouling up the way God's leading him. Do you know that? God's leading you in the right way and you're trying to go the wrong way. But God leads us in the right way. He'll lead you in the right way if you'll let him. Amen? You don't have to keep getting knocked over the head every time a message goes out. God will lead you in the right way. And that they might go to a city of habitation. God was going to bring, listen, they had nothing and God brought them to everything. They were hungry. They were thirsty. And God brought them to a land flowing with milk and honey. They had no continuing city and no homes, and God brought them to a land where the homes were already built. What about that? Everything, and gave them an inheritance. An inheritance. What inheritance? The inheritance that God had given to Abraham before they went into bondage. Amen? And then you had all these Canaanites and Hivites and Hittites and Amorites and every other kind of mite moved into the land. In them 400 years, they was in bondage. That was their land. That was the promised land. God had promised that to Abraham. And God gave it to them. So they went from being enslaved and having nothing to having everything. I'd say God led them in the right way, don't you? And he says in verse 8, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. That's God's divine supplies. You know, the Bible says that that you and I, we are heirs together with Him. I mean, the riches of His grace, the inheritance that God has given unto us is far beyond our comprehension. Amen? He said in verse 10, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Think about this. Think about being in this place. Jeremiah's been there. Daniel's been there. Many others, saints of God, have been there. David's been there in the shadow of death. Being bound in affliction and iron because they rebelled against the words of God. That was what happened to Israel and condemned the counsel of the Most High. See, if you go against God's word, you're pulling away from His blessings. If you go against God's word and the counsel of the Most High, two things it's hard to get most Baptists to do is be faithful and give to the Lord what's His. Do you know that? And people will pull at that and pull at that and pull at that for years, not realizing the hardship they're placing upon their own life and the blessings that they're missing from God. Are you listening? Israel, I mean, that's what they've done. We don't want to do what God said. And God is going to give them everything, everything. So what happened? Where did they wind up? You can't pull back from God and wind up in good shape. You'll be in darkness. Because they rebelled. He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. Listen, God Almighty is merciful. And he is good. Again, after all that they did, they cried unto God and God was merciful to them. God was their divine helper, gave them liberty, amen, showed them God's goodness. And then he said again, all that men would praise the Lord, verse 15, for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For I have broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. That had them bound. Listen, God, when they cried unto him, Lord, help us, he came to their help. God's good, ain't he? They cried unto the Lord in verse 19. In their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. I like this. Underline this. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Things that a lot of times God's people bring upon their own selves. Their destructions. Because of their rebellions and their transgressions and their iniquity. Are you listening? Listen to me. But God sent his word and healed them. You see, when you see it in God's word, he'll tell you exactly what you did and what you need to do to fix it. And it's like healing, amen? It's exactly what it is. It's healing to the soul. It's liberty to the child of God. Amen. When you see it in God sent his word and healed them. God gives us the direction. He gives us the way. He gives it to us by his word. Do you know how we experience God's goodness? We know it through his word. Amen. We know his mercy through his word. Oh, that men would praise the Lord over and over, he says in verse 21. Then he says, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. I said a while ago, there's a difference in us praising the Lord for his goodness and us sacrificing the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Listen, when you really sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, it starts with the praise. That's the fruit of our lips. But then we begin to give thanks for the abundance that God has given unto us. He's talking about how the children of Israel would bring bountiful things unto the Lord of their harvest and give it unto the Lord. Why? Because God was so good to them. They brought the tithe. They brought the tenth. They brought the wheat. They brought everything unto the Lord and gave thanks. It was offerings of thanks. Sacrifices of thanksgiving. that they gave up unto the Lord. That's when you're really being thankful. Listen to me. When you give God some of what He's given you, then you're being thankful. Amen? Come on, that's right. I said, when you can give God some of that that God has given you, then you're being thankful. Amen. God gives us in abundance. We should give back to Him, shouldn't we? Surely we should. Surely we should. Amen. Let them sacrifice. He's talking to them about sacrificing. Listen, you think Solomon swallowed it down in his throat when he offered up all them thousands of lambs to God? When he gave all that he gave in sacrifice to the Lord? I mean, thousands of bullocks, thousands of lambs and sheep to be slaughtered and offered on God's brazen altar when they built the temple. Do you think that he was grudging that? That was a small portion to what God had given him. It's such a small portion. And when you think about, listen, people grudge the tithe or even above the tithe. Listen, we give our tithe, but we also give offering. That's when you begin to sacrifice. Amen? People grudge that before the Lord. And the New Testament tells us, God loveth a cheerful giver. Be thankful, he says, unto the Lord. Bring it to the Lord in sacrifice, thanksgiving unto Him. Amen. He said in verse 30, after that they had seen trouble and they had staggered like a drunken man, they had cried unto the Lord. They were in a storm. He made the storm calm and the waves be still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. He's talking about those men in their ships that get out to sea and they're rocking and reeling. And are you listening? And then God finally lets them pull in to the safe haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Listen, thank God for his guidance in the storm. There's something else to thank God for, amen? Not just His redemption, not just His abundance that He's given us, but for His guidance in the storms. Amen? All that you and I could go through in this life, God can bring us into safe haven, amen? And He will. He brought those disciples that was out there in that storm and the water was coming in. Remember? They said, Lord, carest not that we perish. And He calmed the sea. Stopped the rain. Stopped the waves. He told them, he said, let us go unto the other side. Many preachers have preached that. You know why the Lord was in the hinder part of the ship asleep? Because He knew they were going to the other side. They were worried about the storms and the waves and the water coming in. If they would have just let her sail, amen, God would have put them in the safe haven in just a little while without all that. Honor God. The Bible said in verse 32, let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people. And praise Him in the assembly of the elders. We need to honor Him. Honor Him. That's what it means to exalt Him. Amen? To honor Him. I saw something else in Psalm 116. In Psalm 116. Verse 17. He said, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Again, you find the psalmist talking about sacrificing the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And he said, I will pay my vows. Have you ever told God, God, there's nothing that I want? God, I'll do anything. And he tells you to do something and you don't do it. We make excuse for not doing things that our flesh deem hard. Are you listening to me? There's times that we think our flesh is in need, more need than what God is saying. Give to me your life. Amen. Offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Pay your vows in the presence of God's people. Amen. Right here in the house of the Lord. Don't be ashamed. Amen. To give to the Lord. To praise the Lord. To give God sacrifices of praise. To give God the fruit of your lips. Worship unto the Lord. In the courts of the Lord's house. In the midst of thee. O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Nowhere was he at that he couldn't give God what he owed God. And I'll tell you what, it was a grand gesture for the king, for King David, don't you think? For the people of God to see him worshiping the Lord, humbled before his God, sacrificing unto the Lord, and giving unto the Lord. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. It should be a rejoicing in our heart to thank God. To truly be thankful. To truly be thankful unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm done. I want you to stand.